This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Baseball is back, basketball is heating up, and the NFL draft is right around the corner. Listen to the latest on the teams you love here on the Odyssey app, the biggest sports radio stations in the country, providing unrivaled local coverage of their teams all in one place. Exclusive interviews with players, coaches, and team executives, streaming live and always available on demand. Stay in the know with your favorite teams right here on the Odyssey app.
I look at the Pirates opening day lineup from year number one under Ben Cherington, and you had Jose Ozuna as your designated hitter. You had Guillermo Heredia in right field. Jared Dyson, sweet God, in center field. You had Jacob Stallings at catcher. That was a horrific baseball team. I look at last year's opening day lineup, and your right fielder was Kanan Smith and Jigba. You had Jiwon Bae at second base, Austin Hedges at catcher. The Pirates, what they're going to put out there today from a lineup standpoint, are significantly better than they've been the last couple of years. How much so? Well, that's the question. Is it playoffs or bust for this team, Doran? Is it 500 or bust for this team? What do they need to accomplish for you to say at the end of the year, okay, this thing was a successful season?
I think it's playoffs or bust. We talk about this a lot. I mean, well, wild card seat, and they were eight games out last year, and we've kind of deciphered through and how you can make up those eight games with Cruz being out, with you know, Velasquez being out last year. Those are two guys that I saw that could possibly make up those games and make up that gap to be getting to eight games. And I think this year with the homegrown talent, that's what I like about it, the homegrown, the Henry Davises, and you're going to have Skeens up at some point. You got Mitch Keller. You got Brian Hayes. You got Kutch. I mean, Reynolds. I mean, you have guys that you have developed and that you believe can be this nucleus of a young, good ball club. I think that the way that they played in spring, and I'm not putting too much into spring ball, but I think that they carry that momentum. I know that they're going to go through their ups and downs, and that's baseball, right? Like, you're going to have that, but do you go through the ups and downs at the right time? And last year, they didn't. Last year, they went through the ups, and that was the right time. But whenever they went through the down, they couldn't figure out a way to get back up.
Yeah.
And sustain getting back up. And whenever they do have their lulls, are they going to make it a long streak of losing, or are they going to make it a shorter streak? Because if you make it a shorter streak, there's their games right there. Whenever you don't have a long, like, 10-game losing streak or 8-game losing streak, say it's just two or three, that's a difference in your ball club in making it and making a splash in the playoffs. And I think that they'll be able to do that this year. They know each other very well. They played together somewhat last year. So I think that they have a real true opportunity this year to make it to a playoff. And I do think that that should be the standard.
I think it's okay to look at spring training and it make you excited.
Yes.
I know that we did the thing last year. Everybody did with Kenny Pickett with the 158.3 passer rating. But I look at spring training and the Pirates leading the Grapefruit League in home runs, and it was the right guys that were doing it. Like, O'Neill Cruz hit a bunch of home runs. Henry Davis was hitting home runs. Jared Triolo, who's your everyday second baseman, hit .310. Key Brian Hayes picked up right where he left off at the end of last year, which was, I think, a question mark and still remains a question mark coming into this season. Can he be that same guy? One number that I also have that's seared into my mind, and maybe it's because I want to be optimistic about this team, but maybe it's just the right number, is they finished 32-30 down the stretch. And really, for most of that time, they were throwing out two starting pitchers. They were cobbling everything else together. As bad as I do think this rotation could be, I don't think it'll be worse than that. And I think their lineup is head and shoulders better than what it was last year. So I think that, yeah, going into year five of a general manager, the expectation should absolutely be, let's make the damn playoffs. That should be the expectation. That should be what this offseason has been geared to. And they still have a hole in the starting rotation. And if you want to talk about them being cheap, we are here for that, I think. But it's not just the cheap. It's that Bailey Falter is in your rotation when you've got Luis Ortiz, who was dominant this spring, who's going to be coming out of the bullpen. It didn't have to be a money thing. You could say, hey, Bailey Falter, thanks, but no thanks. We're putting Luis Ortiz in the rotation. And so I'm having a little bit of a tough time here, Doran, with the dichotomy of, with the juxtaposition of, okay, going into year five, they should make the playoffs, but also I look at this team and I think there are significant holes. But that doesn't mean we shouldn't hold them to that expectation that when you're halfway through a decade with this front office structure, you should be a team that is playing in October.
Yeah.
What do you think? 412-928-9370. Bare minimum, Doran Dickerson. Bare minimum, Nicholas Harry Callis. I think that day number one of September needs to matter as much to Pirates fans as opening day does. Like, bare minimum, they need to be 3-4 games out on day one of September. You don't spend 5 years building a ball club, overhauling it from Jose Ozuna at designated hitter to what they're going to put out there on the field today if you do not expect to be in the doggone thing.
Right.
And here's the other part of it. You look at Zips projections, you look at Baseball Reference projections, you look wherever, if you believe in the analytics stuff, you'll see a number of these analytics pop out the Cardinals as the division champion. Even though the Brewers have taken on water in their rotation, you'll see them popped out as a division champion. You'll even see some people projecting that the upstart, young, exciting Reds could win the division. What you are not seeing, though, is any of these projections say that the winner of the NL Central is going to win 90 games. In fact, it's about 83, 84, or 85.
Right.
You're going to be right there.
Yes.
You're going to be. Now,
this episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
After the end of a good fight, you deserve an ice-cold reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. You've earned this rich golden lager with a crisp, refreshing taste. Because you know, the bigger the fight, the better the reward. You put in the hours, the energy, the tough labor. You are a fighter, and Medela is your reward. Medela, the mark of a fighter. Drink responsibly. Beer imported by Crown Imports, Chicago, Illinois.
When does Paul Skeens come up? That's gonna be a big factor in whether or not you're in this thing on September 1st, Doran. If they wait 2 weeks just to manipulate that service time, I think they got a good shot because I think he's going to be that great. If they wait until June, if they wait until later in the season, I don't think they're going to make the playoffs, and I don't think they'll have a shot.
Well, is that up to him or is it up to them? Do you think that, like, so he's starting in AAA, like, does, you know, if he take care of his business, I think he will be up in 2 weeks. And now, if he doesn't take care of his business, why bring him up soon?
I don't know that it's even possible to do enough in 2 weeks. Like, I think it's all based on them. Like, he's only going to get a couple of starts in 2 weeks.
You don't think if he has, like, a couple bad starts that would keep him down?
I Okay, I do think that that would. I don't know that a couple of good starts would be enough to show them. I think either way, you got to bet on the talent.
Yeah.
And he needs to be
I'm
up.
With you.
Yeah.
I'm
he needs
you.
To be up ASAP. And I think that we can forgive their lack of augmenting this rotation if in 2 weeks, right, Bailey Falter, you pull him out, and Paul Skeens, you stick him in.
Kind of see that playing out, though, right? That's, I mean, you're hoping, I guess. You're hoping that that's the case. You're hoping that that's kind of the scenario that rolls out in 2 weeks. It's like, okay, Bailey Falter, let's see what you got. Let's see if you got any stuff that you could bring to the table for 2 weeks. This is kind of your trial period. If you don't, all right, got the young guy. We got our guy.
Well,
time to go.
That would be my hope. I don't know that that's the way they're going to do it, man. They just historically haven't done that. Now, they haven't done what they did with Jared Jones and have him on the opening day roster, a guy that's in a similar position of years of control. Like, they've never done that before, and that is moving in the right direction. But he's not this prized shiny object the way that Skeens is. I think it's more likely they treat him like Gerrit Cole, and you wait until after the Super 2 deadline and not just the service time deadline. Now, I also think that if you gave Ben Cherington truth serum and you said, hey, man, why didn't you sign a Jordan Montgomery? Why didn't you go after, and I'm just pulling a name out, this is probably unrealistic, but why didn't you go after a Blake Snell? If he drank that truth serum, I think he'd probably say, well, we're going to bring up Skeens at some point. So why pay money for a guy in a rotation spot when we'll just move Bailey Falter out and slide him in?
Right.
But I think, and this is not breaking news, I don't think this is a unique take or anything like that. I think they're good enough. They showed it last year, winning 76 games. If the division winner is only going to win 83, 84 games, they are good enough to be in the mix. When he comes up is probably going to determine whether or not they can be an 80-plus win team or not. Like, you trot Bailey Falter out there every day, or you do the Quinn Priester experiment, or my God, if Roenzi Contreras at some point would be an option. You talk about those prolonged losing streaks, Doran. That's how those things happen.
Exactly.
But if you've got Mitch Keller, who you think can be a stopper, if you've got Paul Skeens, who you think can be a stopper, all of a sudden, you might have a couple of bad days. Those guys can lift you up. I think the determining factor in just how good this team can be is when Paul Skeens makes his major league debut.
Whenever he does make that debut, and say it's in a couple weeks, they have to be on a winning streak, though, because you don't want to put him in a pressure situation where he thinks that he has to get you out of a rut.
I think it's all pressure for him. I don't think it matters when. I don't think it matters how. I think whatever time he comes up, there's going to be significant pressure on him in a way that we haven't seen with a Pirates starting pitcher ever. Now, to your point, when Gerrit Cole came up, he didn't have to be the guy. They had a good rotation. And so he just had to be the next guy. And he delivered with a 3.22 ERA, and he was special. And it did make it easier. You're probably right on him. Paul Skeens, like it or not, is going to be looked at as a savior here. And when you go 1-1 and you're the greatest thing since Steven Strasburg, that's going to be what it looks like. You're going to have to be the chosen one. So I think there's going to be pressure on him either way. And I can't wait for that day. Why not opening day here in Pittsburgh?
I know.
I'll tell you, Jason Mackey did the calculation, thanks to him, because I don't want to have to do math. You know, if you're on the roster for 173 days, that's a year of service time. If you're on the roster for 172 days, that's not a year of service time. And opening day is right on that cutoff here in Pittsburgh. How about that? Bring them up. Start them.
Yes.
Make the playoffs.
Yes.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly!